All right, welcome everybody to Barely a Destiny Show, episode 18. It's good to be back. We fixed some of the technical difficulties that I had, I think, last week. So, yeah, like I said, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, Darth Vader, a.k.a. my vape, will not be showing up this week. I hopefully don't sound like I'm talking through a microphone, megaphone right now. So I did some tests. We should be good. But anyway, Ben is still on vacation this week, so you have to deal with me again. I'm Xanafan711, and with us as always, Slapshot Scott. How you doing, Scott?
Good. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. And we have a special guest with us all the way from the RNG cast. How you doing, Dez?
What's going on, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Not much, man.
All right. Yeah, Dez hopped into our Crucible match, our fire team yesterday, and just like, hey, we don't have a guest tomorrow. You want to do the show? Sure. So we're glad to have you. So speaking of playing Destiny, how was your guys' week in Destiny?
You want to go first, Dez?
I don't know. It wasn't incredibly super eventful. I did end up playing some PvP. I'm having an incredible palate cleanse at seeing things on the horizon. Isn't incredibly salty in PvP right now. So, yeah.
I haven't played a ton of PvP, but that's why I've kind of stayed out of it. So I actually did Vault of Glass on Friday night. We helped a couple clanmates get their check off some items in their book. We killed the Gorgons, and we actually did everybody who was online at that time. We needed a sixth, and everybody who was online was either in a group already or was getting off. So we pulled a guy from LFG who had never done it before, and we managed to clear Atheon, which was cool. That was a lot of fun. And then last night, I was telling Steve, we did Crota, and Crota's starting to take after his dad. He's getting really glitchy. We probably had about eight times where we had him down to just about zero health, and he popped up magically at the last second and killed our Swordbearer, which was super fun. So we had to go back to orbit a couple times and drop back into the boss fight, but we eventually got it, and we got our clanmate, his Necrochasm, a couple other people, their Crota clear for the book, so that was good. I'm at 99% right now on my book. I was telling Steve that last night. I thought I needed one more node, and it turns out I needed two, so I just kind of rage quit, went to bed after that.
I know the feeling when I just was about to beat my my book. I was doing my hunter like grenades and punches, whatever. Come on,
right,
just one
yeah.
more, just one more, and then get it. No, I still have another node. So, yeah, that was really a pain. For me this week in Destiny was just, I don't really have much left to do, so I've just been helping a friend. I made a new friend, so I helped
nice.
Her get Galahorn and Dark Drinker, and I'm just trying, doing that 400 grind.
So good.
So, yeah, it was good times, good times. So moving on, I guess, let's ask Dez the guest question. So first question, what's your favorite exotic?
All right, repeat that for me one more time.
What's your favorite exotic?
Oh, yeah, the exotic question. I don't know. It's a hard question for me to answer, honestly. Like, exotic wise? But I'm going to say probably Mida.
Good choice.
But, That's
Mida. What about for armor?
It does have a special place for. Oh, armor? Tarantella. Easy.
Nice.
All right. Then the next guest question.
Well, either that or.
Go ahead.
No.
If you could make an emote, what would it be?
See, that's the thing, because my emote's already in the game. One thing I always wanted from vanilla was the facepalm. That was my emote. And when they came out with it, it's like, all right, I'm good.
Hell yeah.
yeah, that's my emote.
I've been really, really digging the Just Do It emote. Shia LaBeouf one. So much fun. Not doing anything, I'll stand on the Cryptarch's tent and just motivate everyone.
Like a street preacher in the chat. Yeah, nice.
Exactly.
Nice.
All right. And then the last question, the one that Scary hated. All right. When you put a new roll of toilet paper on the roll, do you go over or do you go under? And when you wipe, do you wipe from the side or from the back? And do you look to check before you throw it out? Thank you so much.
All right. So the first, I just celebrate that I successfully put the toilet paper on the roll.
You monster.
I personally care.
Exactly. Do with that?
You gotta celebrate the small victories. Celebrate the small victories. It was on the roll. Okay. Good. Sorry.
Not sure if Skype lag or dramatic.
Right. Both.
Yeah, no, right. It's probably Skype. Skype doesn't like me today for some reason. My computer hates me today.
Oh, man.
Yeah, definitely, probably, you know, inside. And yes, I look. I'm cautious.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want those skid marks. That's the worst.
And me.
All right. So that puts you in a weird, like, between type A and B category as far as the personality test goes, you know, because you're not always an over if you don't put it on the roll 100% of the time. So. So there we go. There's our...
I'm wrong. Like I said.
Toilet paper personality test. Love it. Thanks, Seth Cole. Once again, here's a shout out. All right. So
that's great.
Let's get to our listener question. This one comes from Narwolf, our boy Narwolf. Narwolf asked, if you were to get a Destiny tattoo, what would it be, and where would you get it? Scott?
Well, I got a story with this one too. I'll start off by saying my clan leader, Big Bear. I know you know him, Steve, played with him before. Our unofficial clan emblem is the Jade Rabbit. So anytime Iron Banner comes around and there's six of us in a squad, we all throw the Jade Rabbit up, and you know, people see you loaded into a match and they're like, "That's six Jade Rabbit." Oh fuck, it's a clan. So we get paired with people like that. We'll do that sometimes when we're raiding too, just, you know, when there's a whole group of sun. So it's funny. So that's our unofficial clan emblem because it's Big Bear's favorite emblem. Mm-hmm. Now, last year on his birthday, he was absent from Destiny, and I'm like, "So how was your birthday?" And he's like, "It was great." He goes, "I went out and I got a Jade Rabbit tattooed on my thigh."
Oh yeah.
What? And he's like, "Yeah." And then he posted a picture on our clan page.
Nice.
Which was super funny. So, if I were to get a Destiny tattoo, it would probably be, as you know, I'm a Sunbreaker main. Mm-hmm. Love throwing hammers. And as far as tattoos go, I don't have any yet. I have stuff drawn up, but I just don't have money. Because that's just how it goes. So, I'm a big fan of, like, the Sailor Jerry, like, traditional Flash stuff. And there was one that I saw that was really cool, It was basically the Hammer of Soul with the banner wrapped around it, and it had the Titan emblem in the background, and it says Hammer Time, and there was flames on it, and it was like done in that old school, like traditional sort of Flash style. I thought that was awesome. So if I was to get that, I would probably do it like on my right forearm or something, because mm-hmm. I just think it would look cool there. And I love being a Sunbreaker and throwing hammers. So.
Oh, yeah. All right. Dez?
It's a hard one for me to answer because I don't have a tattoo. Because I'm a big giant.
Yeah, that's the other issue for me.
But I would say if I got it related, it would probably be about the same part, like under forearm, and probably be a hunter knife.
That's cool. Nice.
Hell yeah.
I am myself a hunter main, so, and I love throwing knives. So
are you a gunslinger or a blade dancer main? Or do you night stalker?
I blade dance gunsling. Night stalker is like
only if people ask you really, kind of really
foreign to me. Everyone jumped on that train except me. Yeah.
It's when like, I play hunter, I love gunslingers, so I hear you there.
I like Night Stalker. Yeah, that's what I usually roll with on my hunter.
It's probably the one I play with second most.
Yeah. But I'm a utility guy. Always have been. EverQuest, I played tanks and healers. EverQuest 2, I played a bard. Utility. Always utility. That's why I'm a Titan, is because I was like, this one has a defensive bubble. That's what I'm going to play. And then it's just not tanky at all. Well, the defender is, but, you know. For tattoos, when Narwhalf asked me this question, I hit him back up and I was just like, oh my gosh, I've literally been thinking about this all week before you even asked me this. So like, and I just can't pin anything down. So it's like, I could get like the Titan symbol. I could just get the Destiny symbol. I could go balls deep and get like a Fist of Havoc being done. Like,
that'd be
new school style, like, Titan Smash. But like, I kind of like obscurity a little bit too, and I'm like in the process of doing a space sleeve. Like, I have Boba Fett and an X-wing on my right arm.
Nice.
So I was thinking maybe a jump ship would be like, it's like that's Destiny, but only people that know Destiny will know what it is, and then I could put some kind of a logo on it, like the Titan symbol or Jade Rabbit or I don't know, Tex Mechanica, something. Onto the jump ship, just to make it my own. But yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely going to get a Destiny tattoo. I can say that much, just because I love tattoos.
I've definitely thought more about it. I'm like, I think there's like a few things that I would tattoo or would get a tattoo of. You know, it's one of those things where like I think about it. It's like it's got to be something important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just based on some of the friends I've made through Destiny and some of the stuff I've done, like, yeah, I think that's up there with Star Wars for me now.
Heck yeah. I just get tattoos of things I like, you know? Like, they can be stupid. I have a little stethoscope that a kid drew tattooed on my arm. So Ben has it too. And our friend Kyle, we all used to live in an old doctor's office. So, like, that's the kind of, those tattoos are my favorite for sure. The stupid little ones that have some kind of meaning to you personally. So,
right.
So yeah, let's move on to a topic we were trying to talk about last week, but we went long.
Really long.
Scott's a Jeep guy, and I have a good story about mine. So, like, what was your favorite, your first car? You know, how did you get it? How old were you? You know, just tell a story about your first car. Scott,
you sure you want to start with me? It's gonna be long. Not that it's never not. I talk a lot. So I am a Jeep guy. I'm into off-roading and stuff like that. I grew up on quads, and when I turned 16, I put off getting my license 2 years because I didn't have money for a car. Finally, my grandparents actually were getting rid of their 92 Explorer, Ford Explorer, when I was just about getting my license. So I got that from them, and because they were going to get better deal if they – they basically felt it would be more used by me versus if they traded it in. So I got that. I drove it for about a year. And then it needed a bunch of front end work, even though it had like 92,000 miles. Drivetrain was solid, but the like control arms and like basically all the front suspension needed a bunch of work. And it was like, you know, $2,000 or something like that. Max trade for that was like 1,200. So I was like, well, time to start looking for something new. And of course, you know, like I said, I didn't have much money because I was working at a drugstore at the time. So I had to take out a loan. Thinking to myself, well, if I got to take out a loan, I might have looked at something I wanted. So I found a 98 Jeep Wrangler, and it was all downhill from there. Had bought that in 03 when I was 19, did all the stupid stuff with it and to it. And then probably 2005 is when I started like actually building it and doing off-road stuff. So it got a set of 31-inch BF Goodrich tires and, you know, the steel bumpers, front and rear, and skid plates. And then, you know, I finally ended up getting some lift springs and, you know, brackets and started piecing together parts. And that was an absolute train wreck because when you piece together a lift kit, you're putting things together from different manufacturers and stuff. Some of it's used, some of it's not, so it doesn't really work right together, and it gets scary on the highway. so after, trust me, it was a disaster. So once actually, and I took that Jeep everywhere. I went everywhere with that thing. I actually was going snowboarding with my buddy Gray Fox. It's just how far back it was. That was when we first. We're both working at FedEx together, and suspension bracket ripped off. So that I'm like, well, I can either have a new one welded on and just sell it, or I can dump a whole shitload of money into it and redo the suspension. So I did that, and you know, it was already on 33s. So there was a bunch of other stuff I did, and I just recently, actually, it's not so much recent anymore. It's about 5 years ago now. I actually ended up selling it because the frame was rotting out and needed pinion bearings, needed more work than I could put into it, and it was going to be a lot more money. I was trying to get back down to one vehicle because I was stupid, and like the first good job I got out of college, I'm like, I'm going to buy all the cars. I'm just going to buy all the cars, and the rest of the money is going into the Jeep because fuck it, why not? So, you know, when you get that kind of money from your first job, you're just like, yes, this is awesome. Right. It doesn't go well. No. So I actually traded my daily driver car that I had for a bit. I started with my Jeep. When I bought another daily driver, it was a like 08 Ford Ranger or something. I got bored of that, and then I'm like, I can afford a Dodge Charger. Like, yeah. So I went out and bought a 06 Dodge Charger Daytona, so it wasn't just the regular one, still the small engine, but it was like bright orange with the flat black graphics and stuff, and I'm just like, yes, this is awesome. And that's when I found out I can't have nice things or fast cars because they get me into trouble. So I traded that on my current Jeep, the blue one that I have, mm-hmm. and that's an 04 Rubicon. It's got the heavy-duty axles and the locking diffs and the lower gear transfer case and stuff for all the off-road shit, because, you know, I know you've seen some of the pictures of the things I do. So if I had just done this, like, smart, I should have just sold my old Jeep before I built it, bought a Rubicon then, and built that and drove it until now, and then I probably have, like, less money tied up in vehicles that I don't have anymore. but, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, I've went everywhere with that thing, from from the Adirondacks all the way out to Boston. I went down to Pennsylvania to Rouse Creek. I mean, I did some absolutely insane stuff and put that thing in places it had no business being, but it still pulled out. I had a reputation with my local guys that I used to run with for being the guy who would run stuff on 33s and make the guys on 37s look bad. So that was fun. Yeah, that's pretty much where, and as far as favorite goes, my 04 Rubicon probably would be my favorite, just because the mechanical improvements they made to it between 98 and 2004, and also the Rubicon package. In case you can't tell, I'm a huge gearhead, so I'll talk about cars forever if you don't stop me.
All right, so let's stop you, Des.
Let's see, first car was a 89 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra.
Nice. Those are tanks.
Yeah, it was massive. I was 16. My parents got it from this military. He charged like super, super cheap for it. And yeah, it was then replaced. So it was a grand little, it was little nothing. I was terrifying getting him like right behind him. It's like, yeah, time for me to go over. See ya, I'm heading to school. my favorite car would be my first brand new car, and that would be my 04 Dodge Neon, which I need from like brand new. It had 7 miles on it after my test drive. I had like four on. It's like, yeah, this is just my car. Like, I'm like one of the only people to drive it, and I owned it.
Hell yeah,
it's a good feeling, man.
Yep.
Last year, I think it passed away.
But yeah, man, that's a long time, especially for one of those.
Yeah, that car has been through a lot.
Oh man. All right. Well, for me, I had my first car was a 1994 Saturn SL stick shift.
Nice.
And the only reason I even had a car when I turned 16 is because my parents, we were poor as hell, like real poor. But my dad was a pastor, so people like to give things to pastors because they know they're poor. So he had bought this Saturn and he loved it. And it was just something minor went wrong with it, and he was given an Oldsmobile 88. So once I got my license, he was like, hey, you know what, this Saturn just needs like a couple things and it's good to go. Let's try it out, see if it can get going. Took him literally 10 minutes to get this car going. He's like, well, looks like you got a car, let's go learn how. He's like, but it's a stick shift, so I'm going to go out, show you how to drive it, and if you can't, you don't get to drive. So I learned real fast how to drive a stick, and I loved that thing. It was not very fast, but I felt like it was because it was a stick shift, and I did very stupid things in it because I was 16. I somehow managed to fishtail into a speed limit sign and rip my bumper and fender off at one point. after that point, it was dark blue car with a green fender. So that was a lot of fun. And that car, I can't say exactly what happened to it, because when I had just graduated high school, I was being a rebel and went to the mall with a friend to buy shot glasses so I could drink underage, and was in the mall for a whopping 30 seconds, came back out, and I'm standing in the parking spot where my car was. I'm just like, because I parked in the same spot every time I went to the mall. I'm just like, it was here. Right. It's not here anymore. There's no broken glass. I locked it. Like, what the literal fuck? Like, what happened? And it got stolen. So it turns out the police guessed that the thieves had a master key of some kind, which I guess is kind of common with Honda Civics as well, where, like, one key will work for multiple cars. Yeah. So they took mine, and they had stolen two or three other Saturns of a similar year and make. And they took my car, and my car was the one they were driving around in. They left all the other cars around, and in the trunk of my car was my $2,000 fancy trumpet, like all my mutes for my trumpet, my whole Magic card collection, my whole CD collection, like, and my Magic deck alone was like $400 or $500 in value. Is stupid, but
jeez.
The robbers didn't really know what they had, because they put all the stuff that was in my trunk, except the magic cards and CDs, in the trunk of a different car they had stolen and left on the side of the road. So I got my trumpet back.
That's good.
Crazy. And then, so then I didn't have a car for, like, because I was going to college. I didn't have a car for, like, 2 years. And then somehow, I think my parents got gifted another car. And, so I got that Oldsmobile, and then that Oldsmobile turned into Ben's first car when I bought my first car. So that was pretty great. My favorite car is my current car. It's my first brand new car. I bought it for myself after I got divorced. I have a Subaru Forester 2016, and it had 9 miles on it after I test drove it.
Nice.
But and it was heartbreaking. I went to the bank for work 2 weeks ago. I'm in the bank for 10 minutes, come back out, and someone had hit and run my car. It's all fucked up.
That's the worst.
Rear driver's side, 3 panels are fucked up. Not like.
Wow.
And I'm poor, so I can't really fix it yet. But I get paid 3 times this month, so I'm crossing my fingers. I'm trying to get ahead on bills. I'm being super, super frugal this month, and I think I might be able to get it fixed because I think my deductible is $500.
Nice. So
should be able to get that fixed. But yeah, it's my baby. I understand the Jeep people now because I have my Subaru, and it's
oh god, so yeah.
Drove it across the country once already. Super comfortable. But yeah, so gotta love the Subaru. All right. So we should probably talk a little bit about Destiny stuff, shouldn't we? It is kind of
that is kind of our podcast, like why we're here, right?
Right. At least we gotta barely talk about Destiny. Let's see what we got in our big list of topics. Let's do Lore We Love. Well, no, we did Lore We Love last week, didn't we? Or did we, Scott?
No, I don't think we did.
Okay. Let's do Lore We Love. Let's do, like, favorite lore, like, category and favorite lore story. They don't have to be, the story doesn't have to be in the same category. Let's start with Dez this time, though.
Let's see. I'd have to say my favorite lore story. It's probably the reason I've kept up with Grimmar card so much. Is the and Shin Malfur, or the story of Thorn and the Last Word?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Dwindler's Ridge.
So that's just the fact that they were both in vanilla, and then they slowly started to interconnect and interweave as releases happened. If you read the current ones, they're possibly going to be leading into D2 as well, because it seems Shin Malfur and this word Mox live and aware of the Dresden Yore copies.
Mm. Yeah, you still run out there.
Yeah. So, it would be very interesting, and double for the categories. Category is probably going to be like the Books of Sorrows.
Yeah,
probably.
It's hard not to love the Books of Sorrows.
Yeah, oh, it's crazy. Here's a question for you, Des. How do you feel about the ending, the big reveal of Dregden Yor, and like who his true or former identity, however you want to phrase it, because I know I've talked to a lot of people about that, and not a lot of people are super happy about that. They're like, that's bullshit. They're just like handed it to us. They should have made it like different or more ambiguous, or like a lot of people kind of felt let down about it. What did you feel about that?
Uh, I really have no big plus or minus view about it, to be honest. I kind of roll with a bunch of Bungie deals with this, because in the end, they're the authors. So, I mean,
yeah,
whatever they
say,
you know, goes. I mean, it also goes like the Books of Sorrows themselves. They can actually go and retcon them at any point in time, because there's a scroll.
Yeah.
Mister's is like, everything in here is a lie.
Yep.
So what are we supposed to believe? So, I mean.
Yeah.
Right. Shit.
I'm like, okay.
All right. What about you, Scott?
This is tough. Probably for favorite, like, lore topic. I like a lot of the stuff on the Guardians and the City Age. Like the different, like the Shax dodgeball card is absolutely hilarious. I love that one. Where it's Shax and Cade, and he's like, that'll teach you not to challenge a golden hunter with golden guns. Shax is just like, it was a mistake. It won't happen again. And so Shax basically teaches those kids to like play dodgeball, and they get completely murdered. And he's like, what did you learn? So that was really funny. That's probably one of my favorite new cards, other than Cade 6 Googling things, which is right. It was like Ghost Fragment Cade 6 or whatever. So that was good. Or have we ever been invaded by horse people? So that's probably, I like a lot of the City Age and the stuff dealing with like the Guardians and the history and how they got to where they were. Books of Sorrow is just so crazy deep. It's really awesome. As much as I like hate King's Fall and Oryx pisses me off, and we had two back-to-back Hive expansions, so I'm just like, all right, enough with the Hive for now. There's a bunch of other crazy shit going on with like the Fallen and the Vex. Like Ghost Stories just did a Vault of Glass like series. And I think they're on episode 3 of who the hell knows how many. They haven't even gotten into the vault yet, or maybe they did last episode. I know they just talked about the Templar, and they just reached that topic. But there are some crazy, just like the Books of Sorrow, they had a lot of like religious allegory and philosophical stuff, like references and things. And they're like, shit, I didn't even know. You know, I had heard it once or twice in like history class in high school, or like, you know, in a college level class. I'm like, oh, okay. And then like they bring it up in there, I'm like, this sounds really familiar. And I go back and look at it and stuff. I was like, oh wow, that's amazing that, you know. And they even had the discussion on the Vault of Glass episode where it was like, did Bungie write this out with all of, like, did they have their writers do this thing and write out this crazy deep stuff that'll send us down rabbit holes, or did they just put it on the table because they heard about it, you know, like the writers are like, I'm gonna put this in there and we'll let other people take it from there. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was like, it's like a chicken or egg question. But I mean, Vault of Glass, based on some of the stuff I'm like now learning about it and listening to it, because again, I was late taking King. I didn't play Vault of Glass until like, you know, earlier this year, and then even then we were way overpowered before they redid it. So it was something that I had never played or wasn't really familiar with. I knew it was there, but I didn't really know what it was. And like just learning some of the stuff and some of the crazy like space physics, like cosmology from the Ghost Stories community Discord. He's on there because he's actually does astrophysics, and I don't know what his actual title is. I know he's a grad student. But some of the stuff he was breaking down was amazing, having to do with different principles of like quantum physics and computing, and it's just a bunch of stuff I'm listening to. I'm like, my brain really hurts just from listening to this, and this is just about a video game. Like, there's actually real stuff about some of this, you know. So just because of the crazy rabbit hole that leads, I think Vault of Glass is probably like, it was Books of Sorrow when I first got into it. They're still really good. I like that. But like, I've been learning more about the Vault of Glass and the Vex and like their crazy story, or what we know of their crazy story. And it's pretty awesome.
Right on, right on. As for me, I'm all right. So I'm a huge DC Comics fan. My favorite's The Flash. So that being said, my favorite Destiny lore topic is just like the Vex in general. Like, love space time and time travel and alternate universes and all that kind of stuff. It's just so much, so interesting to me. So just the Vex in general. My favorite story specifically is, I can't remember which card it is, but it's the one, I just listened to the Ghost Stories episode on it. The one where they're studying the Vex and...
The Ghost Fragment Vex, and it's dealing with the Ishtar Collective. Yeah, that's a good one.
And Ghost Stories just knocked it out of the park on that one with the pre-recorded, they just... recorded the card itself, different people reading the different parts, and it was fantastic. Yep. That story was just amazing. I'm still working on catching up on lore. Like, I've just basically just whittling through the Ghost Stories backlog. I think I'm about halfway done, so still a lot to go. I'm in the middle of the Exotics right now. I think it's the third episode, so it's like 6 hours into the Exotics currently. Vex for sure, hands down, super cool. I don't know. Some of the weapon stories are also just really good, really good. And I went to go get cat litter today, and they were talking about the Vex Mythoclast backstory. Ooh. And stuff like that, and there's so many tie-ins with just that gun to lore, and what every little piece of the words for like the Vex Mythoclast and Atheon and stuff, they all tie together. It's really, really neat.
I actually got a Vex Mythoclast on Friday.
Yeah, nice.
Finally. Yeah, I was like playing, they're like, anybody get anything good? I was like, yeah, some armor and stuff, and I go by a menu screen and I'm like, oh shit. Like, what? I was like, you guys are going to hate me. Like, why? And Big Bear's like, did you get a mythic class? Like, yeah, he goes, congratulations.
Before the reset, I streamed my hunter from like level 1 to 40 and 400, like old school way, not transferring any gear. And we actually did Vault of Glass during that. It was before Age of Triumph. And I got a year 1 Vex through that, and everyone was pissed off. I mean, I was like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't know that it was like, I didn't know that it was a thing. And they're like, oh man. And it's like, he doesn't even know how difficult it was to get that thing. I haven't gotten the year 3 Vex yet, but I don't know, I probably won't get it. No one really wants to raid anymore. I don't get it. I need to join Scott's clan until Destiny 2 starts. Speaking of clans, though, Barely a Destiny clan is going to be starting with the launch of Destiny 2. So anyone that wants to join, hit us up. We've got a few people already that said they would be interested to join. We're all PS4 players, but we're working on figuring something out for the Xbox guys. That way we can have a clan on both. We'll keep you guys posted on that as far as the Xbox section. We'll probably do something with PC too. I don't know how, once that gets going, I don't know how many people are really going to be jumping into that. I know I kind of have interest in PC, but at the same time, it's like, do I really want to spend all the time to do it twice? We'll see.
Yeah.
That's perfect timing. I forgot to do housekeeping at the beginning, so we're just going to do it here at the end. We are Barely a Destiny Show. You can find us on Twitter at BarelyADS. You can shoot us an email at BarelyADestinyShow@gmail.com. Shoot us questions, topic ideas, anything. Like, we want to talk to you guys. And then hit us up on PSN as well. Like, we love playing with our listeners. We gave Shenanigans a shout-out last week. I still haven't got to play with Shenanigans, so when you're on, just hop in, man. That'd be great. Let's see. Oh, before I forget and finish the housekeeping, Dez, is there anything coming for you specifically for RNGcast that is exciting? Like, also, you know, plug your show. You there? We can't hear you.
Skype fail.
Oh no, Skype fail. Alright, well anyway, until we get Dez back, Scott, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Slapshot Scott, the O's are zeros. I've been streaming more. I didn't really stream this week. It's been tough because, you know, like I said, I've got my son, so I'm on a really weird schedule with streaming. I'm either late at night or I'm on for a real specific purpose for a short time, and then I get booted out because I got to go do dad stuff. So that's that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hopefully this is working.
Yeah, we got Dez back.
Hey, we got him back.
All right.
There we go. Good grief. By the way, this is your boy Raven. You can find me on Twitter at @DES_Raven. You can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheCorvusNest. And you can search me on YouTube at DeathSwitchRaven. And of course, you can find the RNG cast on Twitter.
Right on. You guys have anything exciting coming down the pipeline? I mean, not that your show isn't always exciting, but like any super special guests? Is it a secret? I mean, you guys recorded yesterday, right?
We have some people lined. I'm horrible at teasing things, so I can't like say it without giving it away.
No spoilers.
That, and I don't know exactly who all we might have lined up, because Buster tends to be assumptionally secretive of lined up guests.
Okay.
So sometimes it's a surprise for us too. It's like, who do we have on? Oh, this person.
Right. It's like when we had Anon on our show, he like just logged in and he's in the call. It's like, oh, what's up? And then he'd tell us who it was. Like, I guessed it was Anon Pig, but I was just like,
I think I got a Facebook message or something in the chat we had from Ben. He's like, oh, by the way, Anon's coming on this week. I was like, oh, okay.
Right. Oh, that was the week Gabble was supposed to be on.
He, yeah, that's right.
Couldn't make it. And so Anon was on SideQuest Sunday with Dan. And Ben was just like, yo, what are you doing in like 2 hours? So
super last minute.
Yeah. But yeah, everybody, if you don't listen to the RNG cast, you should. These guys are always a great listen. As far as us, we have, Ben told me to make sure to plug the new Focus Fire Chat website. It is ffchat.wordpress.com. And we do have Blue from Focus Fire Chat is going to be on in July. So that'll be pretty fun. Scott already said where you can find him on the internet. You can find me on Twitch and Twitter at Xanifan711, Xanifan711. Haven't been streaming so much lately. I've had real life stuff going on, but I'm going to try and do a little bit more this week. I really like helping people with quests, so if you need some help with a quest, hit me up. I'd love to help you out. It's a lot of fun. I even don't really mind, you know, just helping find farming nodes. Just makes it's just like, hey, come talk to me while you run around Mars or something for 3 hours trying this stupid sword quest. So that I have all three now, though. Finally have all three swords.
Nice.
Thanks for listening to us today, guys, ramble on about mostly nothing and a little bit of Destiny. We still don't have any new music to play, so if you're in a band or something, hit us up, let us know. We'd love to play your music on the show. So this week we're going to play, we're going to give a shout out to Danfinity and play some Bone Setters. So give Dan some love. And then until next week, everybody, be the light you wish to see in others. All right, have a good day, and we'll see you on Destiny. Thank you.